Technology in Different Cultures, Full Report.
The digital divide refers to the gap between regions that have access to modern information and communication technology and those that do not. Some people have affordable internet access that they can rely on and the knowledge and hardware to make use of it. Others simply don't. Country people are much more likely to be excluded from digital access than urban populations. The divide also exists between countries and continents, and even between the genders. In 2019, 55% of the global male population was using the internet, compared to 48% of females. Three subdivisions of the digital divide are also hot topics nowadays. The first is the access divide. This one's the most obvious, and it distinguishes between those who can afford internet-capable devices and those who can't. This can be an especially big problem in developing countries, where people might also lack the necessary IT skills. The second type of digital divide is the use divide. This refers to the difference in the level of internet skills you need. If you're young and well-educated, you're more likely to have these skills. Finally, there's the quality of use gap. This is about how different people use the internet, and the fact that some find it easier to access the information they need. Existing divides in wealth, gender, and educational background are reflected in this quality of use gap. Until recently, all these gaps were seen as the natural result of global economic disparities. It was thought economic development would lead countries to invest in digital infrastructure. Then their citizens would buy internet-capable devices, and the digital divide would inevitably close. Yet, while global incomes have risen, access to digital services has remained low in the developing world. In many cases, this can be blamed on a lack of infrastructural investment. People increasingly have internet-enabled devices, but cannot connect to the web. There's still a wide divide between continents. In 2020, 94.6% of North Americans had internet access, compared to 39.3% of Africans. But these statistics don't show the wide variations within countries and regions. Oddly, larger countries with ocean borders enjoy better internet access even if they are otherwise underdeveloped. Similarly, there are major differences even within highly developed countries. Many Americans in rural areas still have poor internet access. Access, which many of them then lack the skills to make use of. Interestingly, education level and the urban-rural divide provide the most accurate predictors of the digital divide, when intuitively you might think it would be age or nationality. It is now generally accepted that technological discrimination is a form of social exclusion because it takes away resources from certain people that are essential for improving their income. This is most visible when one looks at the increase in the number of jobs that require digital access and digital skills. However, not only job seekers are badly affected by poor internet access. The COVID-19 pandemic conclusively demonstrated how isolated people without internet access or skills can become. This can have serious knock-on effects, from limiting job prospects, affecting mental health, and posing barriers to education. These consequences are only likely to be compounded the more we rely on digital technologies. Societies will have to come to grips with the digital divide by recognizing its many aspects and negative outcomes.